Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we'll get right to the people. I also have something I need your guys' opinion on. Kind of a wild story in the world of sports. Just a one-segment thing. But let's go right to the people. We'll get to Parker, 97.1. Parker, what's going on?
Mike and Rico, what's going on?
What's up, buddy? What's on your mind?
You know, I just wanted to say first to thank you guys. I just graduated from MSU Law, and listening to you guys while studying is one of the only reasons I stayed sane during the last 3 years.
Well, I'm glad we could get you through on that. I know some of that law stuff can be a real mind bender.
And so this going back to the Pistons, I would trade my newly acquired degree for a team in this town to win a championship. It's about time for one of our teams to man up and take a real swing. I'm so tired of them stringing us along like we're their side chick.
So let me ask you a question, Parker. We started with the Pistons and then expanded it to the other teams. What team is the one you think should take the big swing next?
It's got to be the Tigers, man. We looked so good in the playoffs last year. Our pitching's been so good. I'm terrified that McKinstry's going to turn back into a pumpkin and Torque may disappear.
Yeah, look, the good part with the Tigers is you've got the better part of, I don't know, 10 or 11 weeks before they will really do something. And if they're playing this level of baseball, I'll be right there with you. I will, because there's no excuse for it at that point. You are a World Series team, and you know what you're up against. Who's ever coming out of the NL is going to be an overwhelming favorite.
And the AL feels wide open this year, so I think if they make one or two moves, they could really go at it.
I think the American League, Parker, is just like the Eastern Conference in the NBA. Yeah. I think there's a power shift going on. I don't think the Yankees have a very bright future. I mean, again, Aaron Judge is hitting .430, and the team's barely .500. We don't have a good future. The East is kind of a shuffle. Toronto might be imploding. Tampa doesn't even have a stadium. You look at the Central, it is what it is. You might be the dominant force there. And out West, the Astros' run feels like it's over. Rangers had one magical year. The point I'm making is you have the ability to step forward.
See, I like with the pitching that the Tigers have, no matter what series you're in, even if it's the World Series, I think you have a chance because of your staff. Yeah. But I do wonder, going back to that, just that topic, you know, maybe the fact that talking about the fans going out there demanding more, maybe it's kind of like, you know, Parker, where you kind of feel like, well, at any moment, you know what, this person, like there's no confidence in your team, that you don't feel like your team is the best team. You're always waiting for that other shoe to drop. You're always waiting, well, maybe this guy won't be as good as we thought they were. And that's why, you know, you don't demand more.
So it's like Belichick's relationship. Let's go to Joe, 97.1. Joe, what's going on?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. I'm calling to talk about the Sherrone Moore, Jonathan Smith thing. I think the whole NCAA thing at this point, Mike, is a crapshoot. I mean, who knows what happens. One day I wake up, and I'm a huge Michigan fan. I wake up thinking it's the end of the world. We're going to get hammered. We're screwed. And then the next day I'm like, well, what can the NCAA really do to us? Like, what power do they have? So it's kind of like a back and forth. But from the football side, Mike, and you may disagree with this, the Ohio State game last year brought me back. And beating Ohio State is still really important to us.
Yes.
I don't care about the whole new system and all this other crap that has destroyed the sport. But I think Michigan actually could win 9 or 10 games this year. I mean, just look at the schedule. And, yeah, Underwood will have growing pains. But and my state question is, I feel like, don't you feel like it's too early to give up on Smith? I mean, don't you feel like it's a little too early?
Okay, yes, on surface, but I'm not giving up. It's just, Joe, the way the sport has changed, why should any fan of any power conference university, not named Vanderbilt, accept less than 8 wins a year? And when you look at...
I agree, but don't you feel like, though, that Michigan and Michigan State, like, it's different expectations, though? Like,
no.
You can't put... Wait, so let me ask you a question. Do you think Michigan State, if they went all in, would ever be able to win a national championship?
Sure. Money buys everything. Why not? There was a time I didn't think Clemson would ever be anything. Clemson did nothing but lose for 40 years.
Okay.
Joe, I mean, Joe, my point is, and look, Joe, no, let me say this. Don't go anywhere. Because this is the battle I fight with Spartan fans. They get mad at me because I bring an East Coast expectation level to my college. And I know that upsets Spartan fans. But I just, look, I've seen what it can look like when it's all working together. And MSU was one of the 10 best programs in America for about a 7-year run. Joe, I'm not saying it would be easy.
You guys were a pain in our ass.
I know that.
The money will at least get you to the table. Now, at that point, that's where the coaching helps you get over the hump.
Correct. And look, Joe.
Right.
Joe, one more thing, and then I'll give you all the time you want. But, Joe, I'm also sitting here in a world where Indiana made the playoff. You know, I just don't think it's right for me to go on the air as an alum or a fan and be like, well, guys, it's okay. Let's just go 6-6. Like, I can't do that, Joe.
Yeah, but, like, and by the way, Indiana making the playoff last year just goes to show this whole 12-team system thing is an absolute joke and an embarrassment to college football. And the regular season has been destroyed.
Joe, how is that? Because Indiana went out and won games.
Yeah, but they didn't play anybody.
Joe, they were not one of the 12. They didn't play anybody.
Okay, but Joe, let me quick question. So Michigan, you said
a joke.
No, but you said Michigan can win games. Look at the schedule. Does that mean that Michigan's a joke?
I don't think we're elite. I think they could win 9 games, but do I think a 9-3 team should have a chance to compete for a national title? No, I don't.
No, I don't either. I mean, Joe, I wish they capped it at 8. If it was an 8-team playoff,
that was
I think
the perfect number.
Go back to four. Make every Saturday worth watching.
Oh, I would love it. Oh, Joe, let me know when you set your league up. I'll be there. I want what you want.
And by the way, as far as, and this may be a delusional Michigan fan take, I think we beat Ohio State again because I don't trust Ryan Day in that game.
Until they beat you, I am just fine with Michigan fan believing you're beating them.
Yep.
You've broken them until they answer back. You're not delusional, Joe. There's something in the water.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody spiked the punch bowl. Kenny, was it you? Was it you? Somebody put something in the
punch.
A lot of punch. A lot of booze.
Kenny's just over there laughing with the pillow fight gesture.
I'm not going to say anything, guys, because that's kind of...
No, you know what? Let me say this. And I don't want to be rude, okay? The old visor needs a bounce back here.
Yes. Thank you.
Sorry.
For saying that.
Some of the sex appeal and the luster off old Kirby and his driving school. If I were a Georgia fan, I'd kind of be one step from like, hey, Kirby, go 9-3. Watch what happens this year. Bleep around and find out.
I don't think they would fire him.
I'm just telling you what you've known me for how long? This is me, okay? I have a New York mentality, and I apply it to college sports, and people think it's heresy. But if you're Kirby Smart, you got one job.
Wait. And maybe they'll hire him here in East Lansing.
Who?
Kirby.
Oh, please. He's fired.
You guys love leftovers. You can have them.
Can I kind of solidify
your point, Kenny, though? I'll accept that leftover.
I was just making a point that I would be annoyed as a Georgia fan if they have another down year.
Go ahead, David.
Yeah, I was going to try to help you with your point a little bit, Mike. You talk about Michigan State and what they should be able to do. Kirk Cignetti, we talked about Texas spending $40 million on their roster.
Yeah.
Kirk Cignetti believes there's going to be 6 programs that do that. Ohio State, Oregon, Texas, Notre Dame, Miami, and Texas Tech.
Yeah.
That's why Michigan State should be able to flip a roster. Do think. Not $40 million, maybe.
No, but 20. 20. 25 to 30.
Texas Tech is on this list.
MSU's got five billionaire alums, and I'm taking transfers from Hope College and, like, Centenary, where Robert Parrish went to school. Like, I mean, what are we even doing? The kid we got from East Carolina, what's he? What is he, ML Carr? He's going to hold a towel. I mean, it's an absurdity. We're not even playing the same sport. If we don't try, we're everything that Michigan fan says we are.
You know what I think about the guys that come in. I can't sit here and judge you based on where you are, because you can end up being lights out, or you can end up being nothing. I got to give you a shot.
More than fair.
I know you don't like the Hope College thing, but dude, he comes in here and he's defensive player of the year.
The kid we got from Texas Tech is two career sacks. He's got two more sacks than Kenny. Big difference. Kenny doesn't play college. Often injured.
He was often injured.
But if Texas Tech is spending all that money and they didn't want him, what does it say?
Reading the Texas Tech message boards, they were a little upset he left.
Okay. Oh, my God. Stop. I beg you to stop.
I'm serious.